Thank you for joining in on this podcast today. My name is Jeremy Northrop, and this is The Christian Counselor. Over the last three podcasts, we have been discussing various qualities of successful families. Again, back in the early 1980s, a fellow decided he was going to research what makes family work, and he chose several families that he deemed to be functional or successful families, and then went in, interviewed each individual in the family, and searched for common themes. Already we've looked at things like expressing appreciation, spending time together, high degrees of commitment. Today we're going to discuss another quality of successful families. But before I mention what that is, I want to remind you of the study that was conducted back in the 80s, as I've just done, because I want you to be aware that this was not done for a faith-based institution. This was not done from a religious standpoint. This was just simply a researcher looking for qualities of successful families. As I preach from time to time, I must admit the preacher and the Christian in me really likes this particular theme, and that is that successful families, he found, have a strong religious orientation. It's interesting that that's the word that he used, not that they're religious people, but that they have a strong religious orientation. That word orientation has been used by some of our advocacy groups to indicate to us that it's a part of what we are. It's something that cannot be changed. Some of us have a Christian worldview, or we may think about how we are made up and what just comes to us naturally. Some people call this how we're hardwired or biological components involved. Orientation involves the idea of it's who we are. Not only do I preach from time to time, I'm also a preacher's kid. And growing up in a preacher's home was an interesting experience in a lot of ways. A lot of times on Sunday, my father would get up very early in the morning and usually go up to the church building, get things ready for his day. It's not uncommon for preachers to have a Bible study, two sermons, a Bible class, maybe a nursing home presentation, maybe a presentation with the youth group or something. So he would always go, and of course the bulletin had to be done. He would always go to the church building and get some things together, make sure everything's lined up, everything's in order for what needs to happen for that particular Sunday. But then he would always come back to the house roughly a half hour before we would go to worship. He would walk in the door, go in, he'd usually shine his shoes, put a tie on, get some final hygiene matters tended to, and then we would ride back to worship services together as a family. Now, we had two vehicles most of the time growing up, so it wouldn't have been necessary for him to come home and get us. We could have simply met him there in the other vehicle, but it was very important to my father that going to worship service on Sunday be something that we do together as a family. In fact, to this day, now that the kids are grown and have kids of our own, if we were there on a Sunday and all of us were going to worship together, we'd leave the house together, we would caravan together, and we would go to worship as a family. Religious practice improves overall behavior and function. Interestingly, back in about 2009, there was a study done in the prison system in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, because some of those that were monitoring that system noticed that the Muslim inmates seemed to be better behaved. And what the ultimate end of that study was is that they found that the Muslim inmates were, in fact, committed to their faith, so much so that they would even die for their faith. But then others that perhaps weren't as well behaved might have said something like this: well, we might have went to church growing up, we always claimed to be Christians, but it really wasn't what we did, it wasn't who we are, it did not define us. A strong religious orientation is not just about attending worship service, it's about being defined and having a set of values to which we adhere. It's about belonging to Christ. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 9, Moses is recording for Israel, and he says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children. You shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates. God knew something about raising successful families, and he knew that a religious orientation was absolutely necessary. We talk to our kids about it because we believe in God. Let's belong to him and make our family be better by belonging to him.